Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah. This is the third recording for Ad-Dars al-Thani Ashar, for the 12th lesson. This third recording will consist of the tamarin, the reading of the questions and the answers. There will be a couple of new things that we will notice in these exercises, above what we have done in the previous two recordings for lesson 12. Once you've done this, I would advise the students to go themselves and try to do the answers after this. Of course, it's good to try to do them before yourself and see how you go. Then also listen to this for anything you may benefit on top of that. And then after that, try that yourself a couple of times. And then, most importantly, at the end of all of that, try to make some passages using this similar to the ones in lesson 11. And make these passages something that relates to your real life around you, such that you get into the habit of using this and you get accustomed to you implementing the new rules you learn in a real life situation, in a passage that you write, as well as around you. These exercises, of course, give a lot of examples of the various rules that are learnt in this lesson. The first tamreen, it says, اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. This tamreen goes through a few of the points and highlights a few differences we've learnt in this class. The first jumla, al-jumlatul ula, the first jumla reads, كَيْفَ حَالُكَ يَا أَبِي. كَيْفَ حَالُكَ يَا أَبِي. How are you? What is your condition? Or what is your state, O my father? The second sentence reads, كَيْفَ حَالُكِ يَا أُمِّي. How do you know that it's ki there and ka in the first sentence? You know that because the first sentence says ya abi, so you're speaking to a mudhakkara male, so you say haluka. In the second sentence, you're talking to a female, ummi, therefore you say haluki with a kasra on kaf for female you. Kaifa haluki ya ummi. The third jumla, aina ibnuka, aina ibnuki ya zainabu. Aina ibnuki ya Zainabu. Notice I corrected myself from ibnuka to ibnuki. How? Because when you read ya Zainabu, you realize you're talking to a female. So you say ki, ibnuki. Where is your son, O Zainab? Dhahaba ila al-masjidi. He went to the masjid. Aina bintuki ya Aminatu. Where is your daughter, O Amina? ذهبت إلى المدرسة. She went to the school. Here, sentence 3 and 4 are highlighting the difference between ذهب he went and ذهبت she went. The fifth jumla, لمن هذه الساعة الجميلة? To whom belongs this beautiful watch? هذه الساعة الجميلة. هذه مبتدا. الساعة is the badal of هذه. هذه الساعة. الجميلة is the na'at, it's the adjective for الساعة. Therefore it has the same sign as الساعة. هذه الساعة الجميلة مبتدا لمن خبر. To whom belongs this beautiful watch? أهي لك أهي لك يا فاطمة. Again, I corrected myself. Why? Because when we see ya Fatimatu, we notice we're talking to a female, so we say laki with a kasra on the calf. Ahiya laki ya Fatimatu? Naam, hiya li. Yes, she or it, meaning the sa'a. Yes, it belongs to me. The sixth and seventh sentence show a masculine and a feminine. The sixth sentence also shows something extra. أهذا قلمك يا محمد? Is this your pen, O Muhammad? أهذا قلمك يا محمد? لا, هذا قلمك أنت. No, هذا قلمك أنت. This is your pen, yours. So the أنت is for added emphasis, even though there is no need, but it is to emphasize, because the person who is talking to you thinks this pen belongs to you. So he's saying, no, it is your pen, you. لا هذا قلمك أنت. No, this is your pen, you, meaning yours. So this أنت is coming for added emphasis as a separate ضمير. تلك السيارة الجميلة. التي خرجت الآن من المدرسة للمدير. That beautiful car, the one which went out of the school just now, belongs to the principal. تلك السيارة الجميلة التي خرجت الآن من المدرسة للمدير. That beautiful car, the one which went out of the school just now, belongs to the principal. أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ Are you an engineer, oh my brother? لا، أنا طبيب. No, I am a doctor. This sentence, the eighth sentence, it's showing that أنا, meaning I, the same ضمير أنا is used by a male person speaking, saying I, and also in the next sentence, we see the female person speaking also says I by using the same ضمير أنا. So أنا is for I for both male and female. أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ لا، أنا طبيب. The next sentence, أأنت طبيبة يا أختي؟ أأنت طبيبة يا أختي؟ لا، أنا مدرسة. لا، أنا مدرسة. Now we move on to the تمرين الثاني, to the second تمرين. Try reading the question yourself because it will help you to just get used to making sense of some of the Arabic and some of the more complicated sentences. You're not expected to know everything of these question sentences at the beginning of تمرين, but the more you see and read and understand, the better it will help you to get into the Arabic language at this stage. اقرأ, read, كل جملة, every sentence, من الجمل الآتية, from the following sentences, ثم, then, اقرأها, then read them, أخرى, بعد, read them another time, بعد تغيير المنادى, after changing the one you are calling, المنادى, the one you are calling, the person you're calling, when you say, يا محمد, محمد is منادى, كما هو, as it is, موضح, clarified, في المثال, in the example. So it says, اقرأ كل جملة من الجمل الآتية, read each of the sentence amongst the following sentences, ثم قرأها أخرى, then read it another time, بعد تغيير المنادى, after changing the one who you're calling, meaning from male to female, كما هو موضح في المثال, as it is shown in the example. مثال, the مثال, example, أين قلمك يا أبي? Where is your pen, O father? You change يا أبي to يا أمي for the مؤنث, for the feminine. And you say, and then accordingly, you change the قلمك to قلمك, كي for مؤنث. أين قلمك يا أمي? Where is your pen, O my mother? So this is what we'll be doing in the rest of these. You can try them yourself first. The damir ka is changed to the damir ki. Ka is for yours male, ki is for yours female. The first sentence, أعندك قلم يا محمد? Is there a pen with you, O Muhammad? This changes to أعندك قلم يا آمنة? أعندك قلم يا آمنة? Do you have a pen, O آمنة? The next one, أين بيتك يا أستاذي? Where is your house, O أستاذي, O my teacher? أين بيتك يا أستاذي? This changes to the feminine, أين بيتك يا أستاذتي? أين بيتك يا أستاذتي? Where is your house, O my female teacher? O my teacher for feminine. The next question, أهذا الدفتر? Is this exercise book لك, belonging to you, يا علي, O علي? Is this exercise book yours, O علي? And its feminine equivalent, أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة? أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة? Is this your exercise book, O فاطمة? The next جملة, من أين أنت يا أخي? From where are you, O my brother? من أين أنت يا أخي? Its مؤنث will be من أين أنت، أنت for feminine. من أين أنت يا أختي؟ من أين أنت يا أختي؟ أين أبوك يا خالد؟ أين أبوك يا خالد؟ It's مؤنث. أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ Notice how the ضمير ك changes to the ضمير كي. The sixth sentence. أأنت، أنت في مذكر، you male. أأنت مريض يا خالي؟ خال is maternal uncle. خالي my maternal uncle. أأنت مريض يا خالي؟ Are you sick, oh my maternal uncle? It's مؤنث will be أأنت، أأنت. But notice, would you say أأنت مريض؟ Of course not, because مريضٌ is for مذكر. You add a ta marbuta at the end to make it مريضةٌ for female sick person. أأنتِ مريضةٌ يا خالتي. خالتي is maternal aunt, whereas خالي is paternal aunt. My paternal aunt, my maternal aunt. أأنتِ مريضةٌ يا خالتي. أين بنتك يا عمي؟ أين بنتك يا عمي؟ Where is your daughter, oh my paternal uncle? أين بنتك يا عمي؟ Where is your daughter, oh my paternal uncle? What are the things you would change to make it into مؤنث? You would change the ك into كي, and you would say بنتك, and the عم will become عمتو, عمتي. You would say, adding a ت for paternal aunt. أين بنتك يا عمتي. The eighth جملة. ألك أخ يا حامد؟ ألك أخ يا حامد؟ To make this sentence into speaking to a مؤنث, if you're speaking to a مؤنث, يا سعاد, what would you change in this sentence? Would you say أخت؟ No, because you want to ask, do you have a brother? So what you would change is لك would become لكي. ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ The next جملة. ماذا عندك يا أخي؟ يا أخي, you want to now ask يا أختي. So you would say ماذا عندك يا أختي؟ ماذا عندك يا أختي؟ What is with you? Or what do you have with you, oh my sister? السلام عليك يا أبي. يا أبي, oh my father. السلام عليك, the peace be on you, oh my father. Speaking to يا أمي, speaking to oh my mother, you would change عليك into عليك. So you would say السلام عليك يا أمي, the peace be on you, oh my mother. Now we come on to the third تمرين. The third تمرين, what does it ask you to do? It says أنث. أنث is فعل أمر. It's a command verb. And أنث, notice its root is the same as مؤنث. مؤنث, feminine. مؤنث. أنث is the verb of it, command verb. أنث means make feminine. الفاعلة, meaning make the فاعل into feminine. في كل من الجمل الآتية, in each of the following sentences. أنث الفاعل, make feminine the فاعل. في كل من الجمل الآتية, in each of the following sentences. مثال, example. خرج محمد من البيت. Muhammad went out from the house. خرجت آمنة من البيت. آمنة went out from the house. خرج محمد من البيت. Where is the فاعل, the doer of the action? That is محمد. محمد is the one who went out of the house. So the فاعل, doer of the action, remember, has a ضمّة at the end. So we change محمد into a feminine فاعل. So you just choose any female name. Here in the example, Jay chose آمنة. So آمنة is the فاعل. So if آمنة is the one going out of the house, you would change خرج into خرجت. خرجت is for she went, for a female person. خرجت آمنة من البيت. This is how you change in the rest of the four sentences. Change the فاعل to the مؤنث and then accordingly change the past tense verb from he did to she did by adding a تا with a سكون at the end. So ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. The teacher went to the classroom. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل becomes المدرس becomes المدرسة. So accordingly, he went will become she went. So you will say ذهبت. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. Joining it together, you would add a كسرة at the end of ta with the sukun to make it join the lam with the sukun immediately after it, as I explained in the first recording for the 12th lesson. So you would say ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى. My father went to the hospital. Change أبي the فاعل into مؤنث. أمي, my mother. Then accordingly, change he went into she went. So you would say ذهبت أمي إلى المستشفى. ذهبت أمي إلى المستشفى. The next جملة. جلس الطالب في الفصل. The student sat in the classroom. الطالب فاعل changes to the مؤنث الطالبة. جلس changes into جلست accordingly. So he said جلست الطالبة في الفصل. The female student sat in the classroom. The next جملة. خرج أخي من البيت. My brother went out of the house. Now أخي the فاعل from أخي مذكر change it to the مؤنث. What's the مؤنث for my brother? My sister. So you say أختي. So if أختي is the one who went out of the house, change the خرج he went to she went by adding a تا with a سكون. So you say خرجت أختي من البيت. خرجت أختي من البيت. The next تمرين. تأمل ما يلي. تأمل means consider, reflect, ponder. تأمل ما يلي. Consider that which follows. جلست الطالبة becomes جلست الطالبة. You add a كسرة below تا in order to have the two consecutive letters with both of them with سكون. In order to be able to pronounce them, you put a vowel sign at the end of the first letter with a سكون. So we said جلستي. جلستي الطالبة. This is only for pronunciation's sake, has nothing to do with grammar. As I explained in the introduction to the rules of this lesson, the first of the recording of lesson 12. You can try some of the examples yourself from the verbs we have done so far. So you would say things such as جلست الطالبة. خرجت المدرسة. ذهبت الأم. ذهبت الأم. ذهبت المهندسة. And so on. The next تمرين is اقرأ الجمل الآتية. Number 5. Read the following sentences. These sentences show to us a difference between الذي for the one who or the one which. عاقل and غير عاقل, male. Both عاقل and غير عاقل, male, are referred by الذي, and both عاقل and غير عاقل, female, are referred by التي, the one who or the one which. We also notice the verb خرج مذكر changing to خرجت for مؤنث. من الفتى, who is the young youth? Who is the youth? الذي, the one who, خرج من بيتك الآن, that went out from your house just now. من الفتى الذي خرج من بيتك الآن? Who is the young youth who went out of the house just now? هو ابن عمي. He is the son of my uncle. هو ابن عمي. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد? من الفتاة, who is the female youth, التي, the one who, خرجت من بيتك الآن, went out from your house just now, يا محمد, O Muhammad. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ التي is feminine instead of الذي. Why? Not because you're talking to a مذكر يا محمد, but because you're referring by التي to the female, الفتاة. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ هي بنت خالتي. She is the daughter of my female auntie. She is the daughter of my female maternal aunt. The next jumla. لمن. This first sentence we saw الذي and التي used for male and female عاقل. The next two sentences show الذي and التي used for male and female غير عاقل. لمن المفتاح. لمن المفتاح الذي على المكتب. To whom belongs the key? The one that is, the one which is on the desk, which is, as opposed to who is, because we're talking about غير عقل, an object. لمن المفتاح, to whom belongs the مفتاح, the key, الذي على المكتب, the one that is on the desk. هو للمدرس, it belongs to the teacher. لمن المفتاح الذي على المكتب, هو للمدرس. لمن الساعة التي على السرير, to whom belongs to the watch, the one which is on the bed. To whom is the watch? The one that is on the bed. لمن الساعة التي على السرير. To whom belongs the watch that is on the bed? هي لزوجي أختي. It belongs to the husband of my sister. هي لزوجي أختي. I'll read the sentences one more time before moving on to the next تمرين. And notice again how we change الذي and التي for مذكر and مؤنث. And notice in the first sentence the verb خرج خرجت. من الفتى الذي خرج من بيتك الآن؟ من الفتى الذي خرج من بيتك الآن؟ هو ابن عمي. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ هي بنت خالتي. هي بنت خالتي. لمن المفتاح؟ Or when you join, you say لمن المفتاح. Put a كسرة under the noon with a سكون. لمن المفتاح الذي على المكتب. لمن المفتاح الذي على المكتب؟ هو للمدرس. لمن الساعة التي على السرير؟ لمن الساعة التي على السرير؟ هي لزوج أختي. هي لزوج أختي. Now we move on to the sixth تمرين, and let's read what it's asking you to do. See if you can see some of the things what they are. See if you can read some of the things that are there, and also if you can understand any of that. أكمل means complete. أكمل is فعل أمر, to complete. أكمل, complete الجمل الآتية, the following sentences. بوضع, by putting اسم الاسم موصول, by putting a اسم موصول. اسم موصول is الذي or التي. By putting a اسم موصول مناسب, suitable. By putting a suitable اسم موصول, choose from الذي and التي. في الفراغ, in the blank. So أكمل الجمل الآتية, complete the following sentences. بوضع اسم موصول, by putting a اسم موصول مناسب, the one that is suitable. الذي أو التي في الفراغ. الكلب الفراغ على المكتب للمدرس. What would you put there? Sorry, you're talking about الكتاب. الكتاب is مذكر. So you would put الذي. So you would say الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. The book, the one which is on the desk, belongs to the teacher. Next one, القلم الفراغ. القلم is مذكر. So you would use الذي. القلم الذي في حقيبتي مكسور. القلم الذي في حقيبتي maksurun. The pen that is in my bag is broken. القلم الذي في حقيبتي مكسور. The next sentence, السيارة. So you're speaking about السيارة. So السيارة is مؤنث feminine. Therefore you would use اسم موصول for feminine. التي. السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى الآن. السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى الآن للطبيب الجديد. Belongs to the new doctor. السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى الآن للطبيب الجديد. The car, the one which went out of the hospital just now, للطبيب الجديد, belongs to the new doctor. الكلب الذي في الحديقة مريض. The dog, the one which is in the park, in the garden, is sick. الكلب مذكر. Therefore we say الذي for مذكر. الكلب الذي في الحديقة مريض. Next جملة. الفتى. الفتى is مذكر. Therefore would you use الذي or would you use التي? Since الفتى is مذكر, of course you will use الذي. الفتى الذي خرج من المسجد الآن ابن المؤذن. الفتى الذي خرج من المسجد الآن ابن المؤذن. The young boy who went out of the masjid just now is the son of the مؤذن. الفتى الذي خرج من المسجد الآن ابن المؤذن. The boy who went out of the masjid just now is the son of the مؤذن. تلك البطة. That duck. تلك البطة, that duck. Now we're referring to a feminine, تلك, and البطة, تلك البطة, that duck, the feminine. So which ism موصول would you use? التي, which is for feminine. تلك البطة التي تحت الشجرة, that duck, the one which is under the tree, beneath the tree. تلك البطة التي تحت الشجرة لبنت الفلاح. Belongs to the daughter of the farmer. لبنت الفلاح. تلك البطة التي تحت الشجرة لبنت الفلاح. البيت الجديد, the new house. البيت الجديد. What would you use with البيت الجديد? You would use اسم موصول الذي, which is for مذكر. البيت الجديد الذي في ذلك الشارع للوزير. البيت الجديد الذي في ذلك الشارع للوزير. The new house, the one which is in that road, belongs to the wazir. The new house, the one which is in that road, belongs to the wazir. Next one. المدرس. المدرس is مذكر. So you would say المدرس الذي بعد هذا. Sorry, it's not المدرس, it's الدرس. الدرس, the lesson, and that is مذكر. الدرس الذي بعد هذا الدرس سهل جدا. الدرس, the lesson, الذي, the one which, بعد, after, هذا الدرس, after this lesson. بعد هذا الدرس, after this lesson, سهل جدا. سهل, easy. جدا, very. سهل جدا is very easy. So the مبتدا is الدرس, and خبر is سهل. الدرس سهل جدا. But in between, you come with a connected sentence to give more information about the مبتدا الدرس. So you say الدرس الذي بعد هذا الدرس سهل جدا. The lesson, the one which is after this lesson, is very easy. So these sentences, I'll read them one more time before finishing. You can listen to these and help yourself to understand the sentences by listening to the Arabic directly without resorting to translation. الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. القلم الذي في حقيبتي مكسور. السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى الآن للطبيب الجديد. الكلب الذي في الحديقة مريض. الفتى الذي خرج من المسجد الآن ابن المؤذن: تلك البطة التي تحت الشجرة لبنت الفلاح، البيت الجديد الذي في ذلك الشارع للوزير. الدرس الذي بعد هذا الدرس سهل جدا. These principles that we've learned, these ones, you can now go back to the verbs that you've learned in the verb section and what we've learned so far, and try to make a passage again yourself by using the rules we've learned in this lesson. And those rules, of course, were the use of الذي and التي, and the use of the feminine جلست and the feminine ضمير كي, using in عليك, فيك, معك, لك, and كيف حالك, and so on, and أنت. So you can make a passage about a female person and describe what she did during her day. And this will help you to use the feminine verb of ذهبت, جلست, خرجت, and so on. And it would also help you to use the feminine التي. You can use it for a female person who you're doing the passage for, and you can use التي for a car that you might put in that passage. Try making the passage yourself, and try and have a look at other students making passages as well.